Willie Porter is here today. The affable Milwaukee resident has made a new album showcasing his writing and gorgeous guitar playing, and we are lucky that he has brought the band that made the new album Available Light out on the road with him and into our studios. Here they are with a performance of the title song, Available Light.
See a flower, chase the sun, from morning rise till the day is done. The drinking idiot, open wide, making the most of the Galileo, full of dreams and hope. Looked up to heaven with his telescope. He found a new way to see what was out of sight by making the most of it. He was making the most of it.
That is just beautiful. That is our guest today, Willie Porter, playing with the Daves, which would be Dave Adler on the keyboards and whatever that cool sample was there. Dave Schepke behind the drum kit and Steve Kleiber on the bass guitar. Sounds great.
Thank you.
Just sounds fabulous. I want to talk a little bit about you and the music business, because I think you've always been an artist whose music I always loved, and you've always put great live shows, made albums that some, you know, everybody heard and some not everybody heard, but you've always kept at it, and here you are doing a tour with a full band, which has to indicate to me that this far into your career, you're doing comfortably well, and that's a really good sign.
Well, thank you, David. Yeah, I feel really fortunate to be able to continue on. I've sort of taken an odd musical journey in that, you know, I was signed in the early, I guess, mid-90s, actually. And as soon as I was signed, I realized that the label wanted me to be something that I wasn't. They had designs on me turning into something else. And
what do you think they wanted you to be?
Well, I think they they were looking for more of a vanilla flavor.
Ah.
And I wasn't quite ready to turn in 3-chord pop songs. And I thought that when I was signed that I would be empowered to sort of develop as an artist. I had the long view of the trajectory, if you will. And so now being at this point, I'm really grateful to be, again, it sounds redundant, but to be doing this with people I really care about and respect as musicians. And, you know, we're trying to write music that we can get behind every night as opposed to, you know, a tune that we think is going to land us on the cover of a Wheaties box.
Well, what do you want to do next?
Let's see here. We're going to do a song that's on the record. It's an instrumental that I wrote about always losing stuff. I lose my keys pretty much daily and my wallet. I've been known as Where's My Wallet Porter many times. And so Mr. Adler over here on my right and I wrote this tune called Where Are My Keys?
Now, wait a minute. Did you lose the words, too? What's the story? Why an instrumental about this?
Well, I just thought that the frustration that goes along with it, there's also a video in the making that is going to be sort of encapsulating the whole idea of losing your keys and the ensuing search. I just thought it was just a fun title. We had been jamming in the studio, and Dave and I came up with the musical bed for that and thought, this is Where Are My Keys. It's just so classic because this is what I'm going through every day.
Now, are musicians more spaced out than us regular folk?
Ah, that's a great question. I can't really speak to the other folks because I only hang out with musicians. But yes, generally speaking, they are. They keep track of their gear and the things they need to play their music. But all the other accoutrements of life tend to slide away a bit. Thank you.
Where Are My Keys? Clearly, I should have waited to introduce the band until after that one. That sounds great.
Thank you.
Very cool. Willie Porter is here today. He's playing with the band that recorded Available Light, his new album. And you're not. It doesn't seem like these songs are on the playlist today. But there's a couple of really heartfelt songs on here. One about your dad, and one from the perspective of a girl who's lost her. Her mother, I guess,
yes,
9/11, and I bring those up not so people think, oh my God, there's a lot of dire songs on this album. It really isn't the case, but there's kind of some deep thinking and some thinking about family on this album. And was that like inevitable? I understand your dad was terminally ill during the recording.
Yes, he was, and that couldn't help but find its way into the writing process and the making of the record. And as opposed to trying to sort of compartmentalize it and leave it out, I decided to sort of celebrate it. My pop was the first guy to tell me that I needed to work really hard if I was going to be a good musician, and that the road was paved with misconceptions and disappointments and good luck. But he stood behind me when stuff was really rough, and so I wanted to just sort of raise my glass to him on a song.
So did you, being a musician was not rebelling for you? He was okay with it?
He was great with it. He was actually, I think, a frustrated jazz musician, piano player, and was an attorney by trade and profession, but loved music from his core. And so when I started playing, I don't think he could have been happier.
Hmm. Yeah. Now, what about, how old are your kids?
My kids are 3 and 6 now. So
they're not exhibiting too much in the musical realm yet.
Well, we get a lot of single chord offerings. My son is playing mandolin now, and so I open tune all the instruments in the house modally, so you can pick up anything and play with anybody else. But I'll get these phone calls, Poppy, I'm going to play some mandolin now, and it's lots of this sort of thing, and you're just hoping for some sort of chord variation to happen, but that's a long way off.
It'll happen. It'll happen.
Yeah. Okay.
My guess is it'll happen. And also, you're able to, now that you're not necessarily working for a label, you're able to structure your tours so you're home a bunch?
Exactly. And that's just been fantastic. And this whole record was made as a 9-to-5 record.
Oh, you're kidding. Huh?
No, we didn't do any real graveyard shifts. And even though, it was in my studio and these guys were playing, we just sort of took a real sort of blue-collar ethic on it and said, well, you got to get it right in a couple takes or the part's not willing, and we're not going to spend a year on it. And I think that kept the whole production aspect of it really honest. And David over here on my right can speak to that. He was kind of the co-conspirator on this record, and I'm glad he was willing to do it.
Thanks. We just wanted to base everything around Willie's guitar and his vocal and just keep things as simple and forthright as we could during the process.
Well, there's a lot of space in that way in the record, and it sounds great. I don't know if you've thought about this thing, you've done this thing you're going to be doing before or not, but I read that you're going on this train across Canada playing music. What's this about?
It's the Canadian Pacific Railway has the Holiday Train, and basically what they do is they've taken an old flatbed car and converted it, or an old cargo car, and they've converted into a soundstage. So this year it'll be Pat Flynn and myself and some great Canadian artist, Tracy Brown. And basically we do 4 whistle stop concerts open air a day and raise money and food for the local food pantries. And it's just a blast.
Oh, my God. Do you know where you're going, where you're starting?
I'm starting over, I guess, in New York. And then we just cross, just sort of ride the line of America all the way across the upper border. And I think we finish way over in North Dakota. So I'm on there for 3.5 weeks, and it's cold, but it's fun.
Yeah, I'll bet. Outdoors in, yeah. Woo.
Yeah, it's anyway. Big fun, though.
Willie Porter is our guest, and what did you all want to finish up with?
We'll do a song for you called Reveal, which is also on that on the new record, and just want to say what a pleasure and honor it is to be here again. Thank you.
Wow, it's good to have you.
Now I can feel your breath on my neck, your tangerine, tangled sheets of Paris, the curve of your back as you reel in the slack that's left between us. You say it's chemical.
Reveal is another one you will find on Available Light, the new album from our guest today, Willie Porter, on his own Weasel Records. Willie, thanks a lot for coming by.
Thank you, David. What a pleasure.
Good to have you here, and great to have this band. We shall return in a moment here on the World Cafe.